place me all winter, you know. And that was be, some days then there'd be big crowd of adults there. There'd be maybe could be 30 or 40 there waiting, queued up for a game. So we'd go down, and on Sunday especially, we'd go down around 12 o'clock to get a game ourselves, and then the big fellas would come shortly after. And then they took the alley for the day. We'd go in and pick up the ball or the wood. I hired a local man, Tommy Power. He was a stonemason, to supervise it, and the rest then I'd say was voluntary labour, you know. So of course the raw materials were within, as you know, they took the gravel off the beach. You couldn't do it nowadays, that's all it was done, and also the sand from outside the pier there. And Robert's uncle Bill, and he's still with us happily, he lives in England now. He was a young fellow that time, and what Robert says, he was the water boy. He took the water up from the sea, so it was mixed with sea water. So all the ingredients except for the cement came from 50 yards away, you know. And the concrete, because I know myself, I've been building all my life, but there lately we put wire on the top of it. And there was a low spot on the floor, so I thought I'd drill a hole out through the side of it just to let the water drain. And it was next to impossible, just so hard. So I was not going to fall down, that's for sure. I haven't seen anybody play handball there in a long time now, though, yeah. But they play squash, so don't mind as long as it's been used.
Yeah.
But that's the biggest problem was the ball going into the wood, you know. And, well, then sometimes you'd, as soon as it would go over the top, somebody would run out to the side to see if they could see where it went. So then more times you'd have trouble finding it, yeah. But it organises, all the lads in would go, it's like the guards doing a forensic search. It all lined up together, and just you'd walk along slowly and push the grasp and you find it. For the amount of enjoyment it has brought to the area, and over the years, it's immense. Just for a simple thing, you know, like the crowd that decided to do it. And, you know, that was a big effort in 1945 to do that, you know, just after the war, and this was money was scarce too, you know. And to put the effort into it and do it. And then a lot of things are done and they become derelict, but that's still used today, 80 years later on. So it's it was a good investment.